Welcome to the Human Tapestry Podcast, the podcast where we explore the rich tapestry of humanity through conversations about gender, sexuality, relationships, and sexual practices. Hey, everybody. This is Mike with just a short update. You may have noticed that the podcast hasn't had a new episode in a couple weeks because I was running into some technical issues with my feeds. Everything should be back up and running now, and hopefully you'll start seeing new episodes start coming to your favorite podcast place real soon. You may also notice that I've redesigned the website a little bit, so hopefully it just works a little bit better for you, looks a little nicer. We'll see. I haven't been idle while this has been going on, though. I've got a few new interviews ready to go, starting with Monica and Michael, who you heard in the September 11th From the Vault episode. There's 8 more episodes recorded and ready to go with awesome conversations with amazing humans who you really need to hear from. Since we've queued up a little more than I planned, new episodes will be dropping twice a week until we're caught up. After that, who knows? I really do want to hear from you and find out how this podcast is impacting you. I'd love to hear from you. Whether we chat over DM or on the podcast, this thing's all about starting conversations, so please join in. You can reach me on the website, human-tapestry.com, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Human Tapestry, and on Tumblr at humantapestrypodcast.tumblr.com. I've also been learning about a concept called learning in public. It comes from a post in the programming world, which I'll share in the notes for this little mini-sode. I think it's a valuable concept for life in general, and I intend to do more of it in my life. So you should see more posts about what I'm learning through this podcast and from living life in general. They'll show up on the podcast site, human-tapestry.com, and also on my personal blog, queerderbytaco.com. Very wise person once told me that writers write. And I learn by writing, so hopefully over the next little while, I'll release my inner writer again. And of course, I'd love to hear your thoughts and what you're learning too. So stay tuned tomorrow when I catch up with Monica and find out what the amazing things are that she's been up to. And let's keep the conversation going.